Welcome to another episode of Tales from the Walk-In. This is your one of your hosts, Hot Sauce Tuna Sandwich, Victor Futuro. For those who don't know that hot sauce goes on tuna sandwiches. And we're getting started. And across from me is our special guest, Austin Rader.
What's up?
This is my first time meeting you.
This is the first time I've met either of y'all.
Word.
The man that brought me into this is
late as fuck. and he's selfish.
Yeah, I'll
fuck.
Let you tell him.
And he's
yeah.
in a fucking group text right now getting talked reckless to, just so y'all motherfucking know. And I'll screenshot the shit and put it on the motherfucking page so you can see that shit in the story.
And if you didn't know, that was Katie.
It's your girl HBK. I'm in the house. I'm here and I'm like fiery.
Hey, you've been kind of hot like all day since I picked you up, which you've been kind of mad this all day. It happens though.
Like nobody is safe.
It's the hot sauce. It's the hot sauce. You got the fucking El Yucateco, and you're mad because, unlike a normal human being, you didn't steal it from a Mexican restaurant. You actually went and purchased it.
I'm not mad about that. I already have one at my house.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That I took from
actual hot
Cinco
sauce
de Mayo.
That's for the purpose.
This
of
one's
going to
stay in my
bag. So let's get into it, man. Katie, how was your weekend?
Busy.
Yeah, it was pretty busy, right?
Yeah. Friday was slow and weird.
It's weird.
It was cold as fuck all day. It was like miserably cold. Cause you know, like April's just out here. Like
April's not Apriling.
No, like like spring is very much getting bitched out by a fucking like winter right now. Yeah. It's like this getting pimped hard. And the pimp still has the upper hand on spring right now. And the pimp is winter. Winter is pimp slapping spring hard.
I think winter is pimp season. It's cold. People need to be warm. Bitches need to have their money. Oh, I'm just so, and, Austin. Yeah.
Winter's when I hibernate.
I wasn't done talking about my weekend.
Okay, my bad.
You cut me off.
You know, I'm sorry.
And then I was at work on like Saturday. Was fucking busy as fuck.
Saturday was busy.
And Clay was in there body rolling and screaming like a fucking terrible person.
He was also doing
party favors.
Favors, you know.
Sweating and screaming, literally like from me to you, Austin. From me to you. And I'm behind the bar making drinks. Like literally, I'm like, we're busy as fuck. And all I hear is, Katie! Katie! And I'm like,
I'm right here.
And I'm like, what? I love you. Fuck you. Stop talking.
Doesn't even need anything. Just love you.
Love you.
Yeah. Just Sunday was great. I had some tacos from Maze de la Vida.
Thank you for the tacos also.
Fucking welcome.
Shout out to Maze de la Vida. Like I love you guys. Okay.
Cocktail called the Space Pilot.
Shout out to Max.
It was fucking fire.
Was that your first time like going and drinking at Chopper?
No, we went before. I went before with you.
But did we drink? We just got tacos, right?
I mean, we had a couple of shots.
Yeah, I was like, that's the first time. Yeah, we had like two shots in a Tecate.
Yeah.
That's the first time having like cocktails, huh? Mm-hmm. They're freaking good, man. Like the
rum makes you fun.
Rum turns me into a pirate.
Gin makes you sin. Whiskey makes you frisky.
What does tequila do?
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
It does. What did they say? Tequila will kill you?
Tequila to kill
you. To kill me.
To kill me. Speaking of tequila.
Please.
So, Austin, man, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was busy. I worked on the bus. And the way that schedule goes, it's Friday, double. Saturday, double. Sunday, you may work like a little bit. I worked like 3 or 4 hours and then got off and went to every Sunday I always go see my friend William, who works at Party Foul.
Okay.
He gets off at like 3, and so that's usually about when I get off too. I'm like, okay, let's go sit there and collect ourselves after this fucking weekend. Like,
so you working on you do party buses, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is that shit, man?
It's a trip. Like, it is fun. They're different. It's different than working in like a restaurant or a bar and having those same groups.
Yeah.
Because the way, at least the way we do it. I work for Honky Tonk Party Express.
Okay.
And the way we do it, everything's booked ahead of time. So I only show up for basically reservations. Like, I've got like a group of 10, a group of 12, a group of 7, a group of 15, and maybe another group of 10. Okay. So I've got 5 groups all day. That's all I have to do. So it's not like stressful work. It's never stressful.
Are you
it's
driving just, or are you just like?
I'm in the back. Bartending, well, if you can call it bartending, but
are you pouring drinks in a glass?
Pouring the drinks in the cup.
It's bartending.
You're making the woo girls woo.
You are the woo girl master. You are master of the woo girls.
You're not even wrong. Like, it's just different. Like, control the Spotify, so like all the music and all that. Like, sometimes they're really picky and they made their playlist specifically for these are our anthems and all that. I'm like, cool, whatever. But if they don't, then I get to just like run the DJ thing, and it's just Spotify.
Yeah,
like it's not like an actual like spinning or anything like that, and no transitions. But like, just knowing what songs to put on at what point, I love doing that. That's actually probably my favorite part of it, is when like out of nowhere they hear, "Listen to the track, bitch!" And I'm like, let's go. They all just out of nowhere, they're like, "Okay, let's fucking go."
That's fucking like I kind of want to bartend on a party bus.
And yeah, when I do it, like, I can't, like, I don't just sit back behind the bar.
I don't
want to
see the girls that
get
on your party bus.
I jump and I'm like, let's fucking go. And I'll get out there and start twerking with them and all that. Like, I love to dance. And so, like, I actually, like, just show off and just dance for them. And they're like, ooh. And I'm like, perfect. It's like, it is bartending, but it's also like,
you're having fun. It's a party bus.
You're a party host. You got to be a hype man. You got to know how to get the crowd going and being like,
it's your fault.
Yeah,
it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
Yes, to everyone out there, I really do apologize when they get off the bus and they go into your place, and they're just trashed. I'm sorry.
It is your fault. Okay, I have this question. Why do like I'm trying to say it the right way to not come off like a dick?
Bring it on.
But why? Okay, why do like white women and cowgirl boots, why did they just have to stomp on hardwood floors? Just curious to like, what is it about stomping on hardwood floors?
Hard
too. Like, I'm like, you're gonna break your boot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, like, it never fails.
See, I don't know the answer as to why they do it, but I know they do it. So I know that that's another trick. I'll put on what's the one?
It's like asking why do the woo girls woo?
Country girls shake it for me. And he starts that bam, 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 boom, boom. And I like get up on the benches with him. I'm like, come on, let's fucking go. And I stomp my foot. And they're like, put them boots to work, girl. I don't know why they do it, but I know they love to do it.
They love to do it.
That makes my job easier, just to know.
It is.
The one rhythm that they can keep up with. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, pretty much. Dude, it is all your fault. Everybody in Nashville is.
Now we know why the woo girls woo.
We know why the woo girls woo. It's all because of you. Cheers to that, man. Cheers to making our nights.
I thought I was just weird to myself with that pour. God damn it.
I was too. I was pretty weird to myself. But
feel free to use this as a like. Any questions you have about like what goes on or what it's like on the party bus?
I definitely am gonna go because I'm pretty sure you've seen quite a few titties,
dude. I started in 2019. So this will be my fourth like summer of working, like fourth full like season of working on the buses. So yeah, I've seen it all. I've gone through the ringer, and at this point I'm coming back to like, okay, you have to treat this like it is your job and not just like get out there and like get fucked up and like party with these people. Like, there is an element that you have to take it seriously if you want to keep doing this.
Yeah.
But when I first started working on the bus, I broke all the rules. Like, whatever they told us, you can't do this, you can't do that on the bus. I was like, who's going to stop me? I
definitely did all of it on the bus.
I definitely did all of this on the bus. That's totally okay.
I mean, I guess that's with any job. Like I know, especially like, I know when I first started at Rosie, I broke all the fucking rules my first year or so. I think as I've gotten, like, been there long enough, I'm just starting like, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I guess you got to push the boundaries when you first start somewhere.
I had a group of moms sit me down on the bench, like cup holders, and lap dance after lap dance, lifting their shirt up and like, literally. It's not like I've never had that happen at any other job.
That's fucking awesome, though.
It was great. Again, like, I was like, this is, and I'm sitting back, I'm like, this is my life. They're paying me to do this.
Mom boobs?
To get lap. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were hot moms. The whole point for that trip was wild. Because their whole point for that was they were bad moms for the weekend.
They said, shit.
Fuck my kids. Fuck my husband. We're going to go to Nashville and be bad moms. And they got on my bus and took full advantage of that. Got the other groups, because it was a situation where there were like three different groups on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
A group of two girls who actually knew a girl that I had just hooked up with from the bus back in their hometown.
Because she went back and told them.
She got on the bus and like took a snap of me, and her friend said, "That's the guy I hooked up with." And I was like, "So I know you, okay." And then the bad moms got these other girls to join in, and like it was just nonstop. Like they just wouldn't stop flashing.
That's fucking awesome.
And
I'm pretty sure a lot comes out of that we probably shouldn't say recorded.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I mean, like, if I'm saying it, I've probably already told this story at least to somebody that I work with, and they probably know that this stuff has happened. Yeah.
So you're safe. It's safe.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything that I shouldn't to get me fired or anything.
Have you ever like bartending like in restaurants and shit like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I moved up to Tennessee in 2010. And I just started working at Demas's in Lebanon.
Oh, shit, man. I've been to that Demas's.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's Demas's.
It's Demas's.
But you know what? The ribeye sandwich at Demas's was pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that.
They had some really good food, man. That soup and that ranch and that bread.
Yeah, the bread, dude.
It's kind of life sometimes.
And the one in Demas's.
I've never had Demas's.
You never had Demas's?
Mm-hmm.
We should go. If there's still a Demas's around, we should go to Demas's.
They're falling off left and right. Oh, yeah, they are, but I think there's still one somewhere.
There's one somewhere.
It's probably got to go to Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
No, because they have spaghetti there and shit.
But right? it was great food. First moving to Tennessee, like, broke me in as to like everyone I know here.
How long you been here?
2010.
Okay, cool. You've been here for a while.
And so like all the guys that I know now that are working and all that around Nashville, they came from Lebanon. I met them back in 2010, and we all moved to like Donaldson or wherever, and then now we all live downtown. And I went from Demas's in Lebanon to Franklin. I worked at Puckett's Boathouse.
Oh, you worked at Puckett's in Franklin?
Mm-hmm. The seafood one.
Oh, the seafood one. Okay.
It was like Annie Marshall's first like not grocery.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys we worked with moved over there. And so we were like, okay, let's all go work over there. So we all started working in Franklin and bartended there, and then Party Foul. And I didn't bartend after that until I got on the bus.
How long were you at Party Foul?
2.5 years.
Two and a half. Did you ever get to work with Donnie?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Donnie, man.
Donnie's one of the managers. We butted heads quite a bit.
I could see that, Donnie. Mm-hmm. But I love him so much, man.
No, he's awesome. Yeah. He's a great person and all that. It just was the fact that we were servers, and then he started managing in one of those situations.
Like, and turned into a complete monster, didn't he?
It was only when we worked together.
He got a sniff of power
when
and was like,
serving, he tried to manage. I was like, I don't like this. But I got my ass fired from there, though. So,
party
who
files,
really well.
Party, exactly. I mean, yeah. Donnie's not working there anymore.
He got out.
Yeah, he's
thank God bless him for that, too.
Honestly. Yeah, he was there for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was there for a while. Shit, man. Party Foul, speaking of Party Foul, their chicken is actually not bad at all.
Honestly, their ranch is what makes it. Their ranch is the best ranch in town. Their chicken is good. They use bacon grease with their hot chicken oil.
Huh.
Like when they do that, they add like bacon fat and lard in there.
God, you have to add bacon fat to every fucking thing. Like literally, in order for it to like be amazing.
Lard is a real
New Orleans thing. Their chef is like born and raised in New Orleans, and so like he decided to do that. I was like, oh, that's totally different. It's like a sweetness almost with the hot.
You've been to the Party Foul in Donaldson?
I've gotten their food like delivered to me, but I haven't actually gone there.
Pretty cool, man. Their beer taps are the ones that have the plastic cups that have
they come up from the bottom,
yeah. And all of their beers are like that. I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's like the perfect pour system thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how that concept works. So whenever you fill it from the bottom, it gives you like the perfect like pour because it knows how to exactly like stop it. That mm-hmm. like alleviates the head on the beer. Like
yeah, there's not much head on.
I watched a whole fucking like thing on TV about like that system whenever it first came out because I was like, damn, it's fucking dope. Like it's like it's expensive as a motherfucker, but also it helps with, like, you know, beer costs and waste and shit. Yeah.
So over time, you're probably you're
never, like, it basically out. They never have that, like, extra little, like, hangout.
It basically empties your fucking keg for you,
like all the way.
Yeah. So there's, like, no, like, leftover head. Like, I wanted that whenever I was at double. I was like, I wish the fuck we could have this.
It's
like,
expensive.
Here. I was like, because I was having so much trouble with the fucking.
And they got a good bushwhacker.
Beer waste.
Yes, they do.
Party found a good bushwhacker.
You know who had the best bushwhacker? It just sucks that we can't go there. Three Crows.
I went there. I went there.
Did you go?
I went there a few weeks ago.
How was it?
Weird. I only went there because some friends were there and I had to go meet her to drop off her alarm system that she let me use it.
I only go there because I know no one will be there. I can be alone. Yeah. That's the one bar I'm like, I can
Monday.
Smoke alone. Cool.
It was a Monday after the podcast, and we were at Lucky's earlier that night, I think, or somewhere.
That's when you actually went to Three Crow.
I went to Three Crow. I went to go meet up with my friend Cree because I had she let me borrow, like, her little ring light system.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to return that back to her, and she was like, I'm at Three Crow, I'm sorry. I was like, it's cool, whatever. I was like, I'm over that shit. I don't give a fuck. So I go back there, and they were sitting in the fucking back bar, you know, because it's where you can smoke cigarettes still. It was like all of literally, it was Cree, her husband, our friend Kendall, myself, and then there were three other people sitting at the bar. Two people in the front bar, the bartender in the front, and then the bartender in the back. That's all that was in there.
That's the most people I've heard of being in there since.
I don't know if they, like, I'm pretty sure the bartenders that are there, they don't know who I am or, like, I mean, I don't give a fuck. I was like, give me a half whack and a shot of Rumplemintz because I like to put the Rumplemintz in my fucking bushwhacker because it makes it taste like mint chocolate chip ice cream and it's fucking dope.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, their bushwhacker is fucking.
It don't taste the same.
It doesn't.
Like, it didn't taste the same. And I'm not saying that to be shitty. I'm just saying that because it's facts. It really didn't taste the same. I was like, what is wrong with this? Like, what is. Something was not. It didn't taste right. It didn't taste like it used to taste. And I was like, what in the fuck is wrong with this bushwhacker?
That's fucked up, man. Cause, like, I remember I used to come over there. Like, I get off if I got off work early from Rosie or got off late from Rosie. I just come over there, like, let me get a bushwhacker.
Them pandemic to go bushwhackers was clutch.
They had the potato salad that was from the gods.
That's from Cisco.
Just God's name. God's name is Cisco.
They did something different. They're sprinkling a little crack or something.
You can buy that from Cisco.
You shitting me?
Dead ass. Swear to God. It's from Cisco.
I'm about to hop on there and just buy a tub of this.
Yeah.
It's a tub.
All you need to know
salad.
Is somebody who orders from fucking Cisco, get that shit, and just fucking, like, it's in a tub and you can just scoop that shit the fuck out.
That's what I thought, because it's just like Red
it's
Doors, but I thought
it
they
is,
did
the
something like
Red
just
Door,
a little different.
It's Cisco. Hell no, it's just fucking
man.
Wow.
Cisco prepackaged potato salad with bacon.
You just
and
popped the bubble in my life.
You're welcome. Also, strong black ass Zaddy has entered the fucking building.
Strong.
Yeah. Back,
ladies.
Zaddy, black, selfish, fucking, black.
Bro,
I gotta go get my goddamn teeth fixed. Back tooth, having ass nigga, like, ugh.
Back tooth.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up, Claire?
God damn.
Had to get the molars checked on, huh?
Shit.
Yeah.
It was
bro, cool. My appointment was at 1:00.
Yeah.
That's still a terrible time to go to the dentist.
Two. Yeah, that's a pretty.
I went to the dentist at 2 and was
you don't have
you.
Bad teeth.
My shit got pushed back at least 3 times.
Clay's
I had to fucking go.
Clay's been that's working right. on his mouth for like 3 years now.
About a year. Shit's expensive.
Yeah,
I don't have fucking
did you just go to my hair?
Yeah.
Fabo did it?
Yeah, Fabo.
Oh, shit, that's what's up.
Yeah, I went to go see the homie.
Hell yeah. He good, ain't he?
Yeah. He was dropping words, and I was like, man, this motherfucker actually knows what the fuck he's doing.
I mean, nigga is a dentist, bro.
Yeah. No, it was cool.
It's just crazy to see Fabo saying shit like that,
it was
probably.
Just a fucking zoo when I walked in, bro. It was like people fucking everywhere.
It's my hair.
Organization. I was like, God damn, I'm just trying to get in and out.
All right, enough about your story. We don't care. back to you, Austin.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I drank your tequila shot for you.
That's fine.
Can you eat anything?
Yeah, I can eat. I mean, he just...
Can you
anyway.
Can you suck a dick, though?
We weren't talking about that. We're back to Raiden.
That's not how you do. That's not what you do.
Oh,
I told you that.
I've never sucked a dick before.
I feel like this is like the fourth time I've had to tell you to stop doing that because that's not what it sounds like. That sounds like you're eating cat.
I mean,
in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
Are you hot?
Shit, man.
But y'all always get cold.
I mean, I feel good. I have this nice like breeze falling on me.
I'm good.
Where were we? We were talking about something.
Bushwhackers.
Oh, we were talking about.
I was
about
telling you where I used to work and all that, and how I got to the bus.
Well, we just started talking about Bushwhackers.
Yeah. Then yeah.
And how I went to Three Crow. You missed that.
Shout out.
Oh yeah, we know.
What?
That she went to Three Crow.
When? Recently?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
After I left y'all on the podcast, so like,
oh, wow.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Wow. Whatever.
Or was it last week? Maybe it was last week.
We were lucky last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was week before that. It's 2 weeks ago.
I'm gonna let you pour it because I'm really bad at that.
We don't talk about Three Crow.
That is a one weird thing that I've picked up from bartending on the bus is you learn how to bartend and pour out of anything.
Yeah.
Because we don't allow glass on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Glass bottles on a moving vehicle. Just kind of a bad idea.
That is a horrible. Right. I never thought of it. So, like, y'all have
so to... any liquor that they bring, they pour into. Uh-oh.
You know, unplug my man.
I'm still in there, though. So any, you can still hear me. I just can't hear myself.
I'm sorry.
Anything that liquor-wise, I have to pour out of, like, a weird... like a water bottle or a gallon jug, like an empty like water gallon jug. And I'm like, yeah, it's really hard to on a moving vehicle. You get used to it, but
so
that is one thing I picked up is just like without bartending without
pour spout. Yeah.
Like know where to pour and all that stuff instead of counting.
So it's like do they have to like put their shit in their plastics for you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you don't have to do that shit.
I text them. So I have to text every group either the day before or the morning of. Like, here's some basic info just before you get there. You're not allowed to bring inflatables. Don't even show up with them. All your alcohol has to be in a plastic container. This is the address that you need to show up at. This is when you need to be there. Be sure you have your IDs and you've signed your waivers. And tell them all that ahead of time. So... the glass is not usually an issue. They've already poured it into the glass before they even get into the Uber to come to us.
Fucking A. Cheers, yeah. Man.
But it's also,
I'm playing catch up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's also a hard thing because I never know what they put in that bottle.
Because it could be Molly water.
Mm-hmm.
Molly water.
I had a group bring,
never had Molly water?
I'm not going to say what I had this group bring. I'll tell you. They brought a Mountain Dew bottle,
mm-hmm.
and it was electric blue.
Oh.
All right.
And I poured it into this cup, and this auntie came over, and she wanted a cup, and everyone was like, oh, she gonna be late. And she started leaning. That's all I'm just going to say. She started leaning. So I never know what they pour
what
into
the
these bottles that I'm serving.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is.
That's scary.
It's why I kind of like what the city's doing, regulating what we're doing. I'm like, can you please just get it to where I know I'm pouring vodka in here?
Because like
sometimes they'll pre-mix their cocktails, which if they make it, they'll put fucking 8 ounces of vodka
and just a splash
of water. And yeah. I'm like, I give you two drinks of that, and they're acting like that's just poured on ice. I'm like, you're going to be fucked up and twagged in two seconds.
And then you're over-serving somebody, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's...
it's dangerous. Like, that's why I want the city to come in and be like, okay, you can serve liquor, but it has to be labeled and all this stuff.
Right.
And, like, has to be, like, from, and there has to be a way for
why
us to
why don't they just bring,
bottles.
Like, the traveler bottles?
Those are, yeah, some groups do that. The little, like, flight airplane bottles.
No, like, they actually sell, like, the bigger ones that are just straight plastic. I mean, that's probably,
that's
like, some of the cheaper liquor, but.
We need to even, like, sell those at our home base. And, like, before they get on the bus, be like, oh, by the way, we have plastic containers for you. Let them bring their glass bottles. And then just charge them more for the plastic bottle.
Hell yeah.
That would make you guys more money.
But the seal can't be cracked.
Yeah. They can't make their own cocktails beforehand. I hate that.
No. Fuck that.
That just...
So they bring their own mixers and shit, too?
People at home don't know how to, like, fucking make drinks. And that's, like, they over... like, you talked about before, like, people over-serving themselves at home. I'm a victim.
I mean,
I'm a victim of my own
shit. We do it
gift.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
of my own craft.
But we know we're overserving ourselves. It's like,
yeah, but I also ain't going out in public when I overserve myself at home. I'm literally
unless
in
there's
the house.
Champagne involved.
No, I don't drink champagne at home. I drink champagne outside of the home, and then I'm just reckless all over the fucking city. I drank Pinot Noir at home, and I drink
like Pinot Noir.
Yes, and I don't just drink one bottle. I drink four.
Yeah, you were what's the brand that you like to drink? You smacked them motherfuckers.
Meiomi.
Yeah, Meiomi. You fucking smacked those bottles of Meiomi.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, they're fucking fantastic. It's just like all this fruity like goodness in your fucking mouth, and I just sit at home like an old fucking white lady and sip my wine and watch TV and smoke a little cigarette and
imagery
watch
is good.
Mm-hmm.
Imagery.
I have to try it because I. Like, I'm a Meiomi snob. I've tried other Pinot Noirs, and I'm just like, you could never touch my $16 bottle of wine.
Wow.
I mean, I bought a fucking bottle of wine, a Pinot Noir at Urban Grove for $150. Just because I wanted to see, like, what, like,
you know
I
what mean, you went
what's up? A nice wine like that?
Right
now,
it wasn't.
What's it got to be good?
Yeah. This wasn't. I mean, of course, I took the rest of the bottle home, and I still smacked it. But
see, I'm not a big fan of Pinot Noir, man.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people aren't. I don't particularly like white wine.
See, I love white wine. Like, yeah. I'm a Sauvignon Blanc drinking motherfucker, man.
I only drink wine at like holidays.
Yeah, I don't buy
at
wine
at family
yeah.
gatherings, Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas, sure.
Yeah. I'm reckless in these streets around at family gatherings. I'm drinking everything but wine.
Yeah. I'm the only one in my family that like drinks at these gatherings, though. Like my family is so like prim and proper that like I would be the only person that would ever take a tequila shot at my family gathering.
You out here getting? They don't even know you out here getting whole ass lap dances.
Yeah,
by milfs.
Faces just greased by milf titties.
Shaking dick on buses.
Every time I go to work, I'm like, I'm sorry, mom.
I'm sorry, mom.
I'm sorry.
Nah. But you're saying that to the moms as you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, mom. Keep on saying that, baby. All right. Yep. Oh, mom, I'm so sorry,
mama.
Oh, mama. So sorry.
Getting your Johnny Bravo on.
You are sickos.
You and these mom breasts in my face. Jesus, use my face as a punching bag with them titties.
You should hit up the other Austin. Maybe y'all can collab.
Miranda.
I've heard. I've not actually met him.
He's fucking cool, man. Go down to Bakersfield and see him, man. He's fucking awesome. He's a male stripper.
I've thought, as I work on this, that might be something that I need to pursue.
Yeah, or you know,
because every time on the bus they're like, "Are you a stripper?" And I'm like, "Nah,
no.
I keep my clothes on." But does they make more money?
Yeah, they making some money. Shaking dick makes money.
Yeah,
shaking dick makes money.
I don't think they get fully nude though. I think he keeps on his pants, well, his underwear.
Oh, cute.
Or whatever the fuck he's wearing.
That's not that bad. I could do that.
What they say, man? It ain't a strip club if you ain't showing pussy. So I guess that means the same thing. It ain't a strip club if you ain't showing dick either. I guess no.
It's just a show.
It's just a. It's fucking,
just an entertainment.
You're a cabaret dancer, huh? Mm-hmm. You fucking fucking male burlesque dancer.
Yeah.
Male burlesque. Men strippers and women strippers dance completely differently.
Yeah, they do.
The idea of what their services are just completely different. Like, I don't know if I could do that.
I've always told myself that I wanted to make it as weird as possible, and randomly, like a group of us, like me, Clay, and Katie, like just show up at one of Austin's shows.
Just sit in the back and be like,
just show up,
bro.
What up, bro?
Just sit there and judge.
Came to see your work, man.
It's fun to do this in front of them. How you doing in front of them, huh? Pressure's on,
buddy. And I'm fucking writing a Yelp review, motherfucker.
Like, that's funny.
Yeah, shake that dick, man. Yeah, shake it. Yeah, go for it. No, away from me. Get it away. Get it off. Get your dick off my leg.
Yeah. Don't give me a lap dance, bro. Just shake it in the distance.
Yeah. Like,
I'm more worried about you trying to give him a lap dance.
I mean, I might.
Yeah.
Depending on
Saturday, your ass body is fucking rolling, body apparently. Rolling. All over the fucking place.
Yeah, I heard.
Your jacket's at Rosemary's still, also.
Oh, I was looking for that.
Uh-huh. Lorenzo came up, told me something. Hey, Katie, your friend's jacket is over there. I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, you're fucking afraid and scared like a slave. Stop.
You know your friend's jacket's over there, right?
He left his jacket over there. You know, you know the one. I think it's your brother. Yeah, Clay. I was like, uh huh. Yeah, he's on party favors right now. I was like, just give it to him. And he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sweating and screaming all over the place.
I heard I was having a good time.
Man, acid's a trip, man.
Yeah, Drew loves you.
I fucking love acid.
Drew literally loves Clay whenever Clay...
Drew gets a kick out of that shit.
Drew's like, man, Clay's having a good time. Clay is having a good time right now. Right. He's like hell of excited, too, and I'm just like this. I'm like...
At one point in the night, fucking Megan had me watch the door.
I don't know why they would have you watch anything.
I did a good job.
I don't think Megan understood that Clay was actually as fucked up as he was.
Like, this nigga is riding the fucking Rainbow Highway shit, man. From Mario.
We're literally crowd deep, four deep in front of the bar, four deep on the other side of the fucking bar. Clay's just screaming, "Hey!" I'm just like, if you swear to God, if you don't shut the fuck up,
I don't.
Yeah. So how was your weekend? Don't,
man.
From your perspective, how was your weekend?
Great time. I think. I didn't die.
Ass is great.
You're here today.
I accidentally took too much. Eventually. Too much acid. You know you can't overdose on acid.
You can't.
No, you can't overdose on acid. You just like trip for a long time.
Like the guy that gave it
you
to
may
me.
Not come. You may not come back from the trip.
Yeah.
May permanently.
I was actually surprised
tripping,
that you left without me having to like.
That doesn't
tell
sound
you
kick me out.
Yeah.
I was good.
I was proud of that.
I was good.
This is the first time that he's ever left without me like being like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I was having a good time. Like, you know, it was my time to go.
Yeah, like you disappeared.
I felt that.
Couldn't give you a coat, and I was like, cool. I was like, he's actually
See,
gone.
I do the same thing, yep. But I go to Broadway to do that on weekends. Every weekend, I go straight back out to Broadway because I know they don't know me from Adam. Like, they don't know me at all.
I bet you
that then
I'd be a fucking terrorist. I swear to God, I'm about to body cam your ass.
Know that I can go in there and just like show up with like one of these groups from the bus, and they'll just think I'm a tourist, and I can kind of act like a jackass and. Not be
terrorist. You're,
by my
you're literally out here being a fucking terrorist. I know. I want you to fucking cam yourself.
Please.
So
no,
I
can't. That would be very embarrassing.
I am pretty sure he fucking rages. This is my first time meeting Eos, and I'm like, I just got a feeling you fucking go for it.
I kind of wish you was there with me Saturday.
I just
Saturday.
Woke up. Like, so I went back out with one of the groups on the bus, and I woke up the next morning. I saw that I'd put on my Instagram story. Me just like making out with this girl, and I was like,
Sheesh,
why
shit.
Did you do that on your story? Why are you acting? I don't know. It's Broadway, and like, I know, like, if I go to like any,
I
bar
love
in East
being the
Nashville,
paparazzi whenever
I know
I'm
somebody
out.
That knows somebody
know.
That knows me can't do it.
I love being the paparazzi
just out
whenever,
there, just
whenever
making
I'm
up.
Out.
I also am surprised that no one's caught a video of me and like made it go viral because as many moments as working on the bus and off the bus, like,
you're not on Broadway Uncensored yet.
Not yet.
Let's make this shit happen.
I've sent my videos of like to them and they've reposted, but not like me actually on there yet.
Were you down there when a dude threw that shit bag around at Kid Rock's?
No. I mean, I was working that day and that was in our group chat.
That's
like
so gross.
Someone like immediately was like, hey, someone threw a bag of shit around Kid Rock's today. I was like, that doesn't surprise me.
Who does that?
Somebody that had a shit bag.
Someone that goes to Kid Rock's. I'm sorry. But
Like the thing about it, he probably was dancing and just had to swing the shit bag around and shit
was
bag.
was in the mood.
In the mood and shit just got, you know, maybe got a hold in the shit bag. And first of all, why are you going out when you like have a shit bag?
Yeah.
Like that's like I think you should
Broadway of all places.
Yeah.
Like anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. Like
anywhere.
Like, any restaurant. Like, any bar.
I think you should be at home if you got a shit bag.
I think you probably should be at home.
Probably should sit that one out.
Or
you
just
know?
Until
just,
you are shit that one out.
That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what
I'm hilarious.
Dude, that's wild. Yeah.
That's gross.
But fuck it.
That's crazy.
Cheers.
That's gross. That's just
out
gross.
Here being shitty.
Being real,
shitty.
Real shitty. Real shitty.
And fucking, oh, that felt good.
I need food.
Oh. There might be a corner of a burrito in there.
These past 2 days have been recovery mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get
the Sonic Clarinet.
Okay, so what the fuck? Why I brought these, by the way, was I was going to ask.
Let me get the ocean water one.
Just offer, you know.
Fuck yeah.
I want to try the pine.
Since when?
Since now, dude. Ocean water, Sonic hard seltzer.
And they actually do make the cherry limeade, but you can only get it in a Costco in Oklahoma.
Wow, that's right.
When did they make?
So I had a group from the bus that was from Oklahoma, and they brought their seltzers, and they had cherry limeade and ocean wave, like a six pack, short cans. Huh. Right, and I was like, "Where the fuck did you get this?" And they were like, "You can only get it from a Costco in Oklahoma." I was like, "So I'm gonna steal one of these, and I'm gonna try this, just because Sonic cherry limeade, like actual cherry limeade. There's melon and."
Guava,
bro. When did this happen? I don't know.
I got these from the MAPCO down the road. On
fucking
Dickerson.
Sonic, bro.
You got this from the MAPCO.
MAPCO on Dickerson Pike sells Sonic hard seltzers, and I've not seen these anywhere else.
Okay, somebody was talking about those the other day, and I completely left my brain. I forgot about it.
Every kind of seltzer you can think of, I've seen it. They've brought it on the bus. That's all they ever bring, just whatever's close. And so I've seen them all. And I've been trying to find these.
Is your backpack a goddamn cooler?
So that's what I was saying. So why I brought these initially was because I was going to say, if you want to do this, like I was going to treat it like what I do before every bus tour, which personally my boss knows this. I used to, and I'm going to say that I stopped. But when I first started working on the bus, I had a routine where before they got on the bus, I would hop off the bus and go to the side and shotgun a seltzer.
Oh, wow.
Like shocking a White Claw or a Truly, and then step up on the bus and cool, I'm loosened up. I've got 2 hours to sober up from one beer, but it definitely like is like one of those things like before I do something like that, like be in front and talk in front of these people, I'm like, this is going to be nervous. I get nervous. I text them in the morning and before I leave for work, I'm like, I'm kind of like nervous about this. And so like I just shotgun one. I mean, oh, nerves are gone. I'm good. What's up, y'all? Let's go. No, that was weak. Let me hear y'all say and just shit like that. And like, just be the hype man that they need.
And sing.
Yeah, it is an act. I mean, swear to God, it's an act.
I think that's for all of us, though, man. Because like, I know sometimes I, it depends on the day, man. I sometimes have to take a shot like soon as I fucking get started. Thank you so much, Devin.
Hell yeah.
He showed you these shits, man. The fucking Sonic seltzers.
So what's next? Who's next? McDonald's?
We'd love to see you smile.
A Shamrock Shake with liquor in it?
I mean, I guess.
Well, Mountain Dew has the Baja.
You like that? That's a Bushwhacker with Rumplemist. That a Shamrock Shake with like actual liquor in it?
Starbucks.
I don't know because I don't trust.
I don't like McDonald's Shamrock Shakes.
I don't really trust anybody adding my shit to my shit. That's the thing with like with Bushwhackers. Like so, whenever Brandy would like pour Rumplemints into my Bushwhacker, Brandy would get crazy.
Just pour a little bit too much Rumplemints,
and then the shit tastes just like fucking like you're drinking medicine. And I was like, bitch, no. So then I had to like get a whole another Bushwhacker.
Did you put about an ounce in there?
Yeah, and sometimes even like an ounce like can be too much. I mean, like there's a lot of fucking alcohol that goes into a fucking Bushwhacker.
Yeah, then you add a Rumplemints to it.
Yeah, and it's a lot.
Fuck this, I'm tasting
neighbors
this motherfucker.
Neighbors in Germantown.
Also, wait, is that backpack a goddamn cooler?
Who said it was?
Pretty much, like I just bring. So, and that's the thing is like I don't know what my groups are gonna bring with me. I don't know what my groups are going to bring with them that day, so I don't know if I'm going to have, because that's another thing, too, is anything that they leave on the bus.
Is yours?
Y'all keep.
Yes.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
So I don't know if I'm going to have something to drink, so I always, like, come prepared, and yeah, I'm a bit of an alcoholic like that. That's fine. A lot of us in this industry are. Let's go ahead and say that. It's not wrong. But I definitely come prepared every day. And so I'll just show up to work with like 3 or 4 White Claws or Trulies or whatever in my backpack.
I mean, I think a lot of people in America are alcoholics, man. I think that's a thing.
But yeah.
Our industry.
I do just want to try this. I was going to say, if you guys wanted to, we can all shotgun these together.
I already opened my.
Again, that's just a me thing.
I don't know if I want to shotgun anything right now.
All
right.
Also,
that's what I did before when I went out to smoke before we started recording.
You went in the shot
glass. I walked to my car and I grabbed one of these and I was like, I'm a little nervous around these people. Like, I've never met them. So I'm going to shotgun one just to get this out of the way and like get my nerves out
of
the way.
Wait, you never met them?
I'd never met them, no. I know you, and you weren't even here when I showed up. I was just walked in like,
sorry.
Hi, I'm the guy you're going to talk to today.
I thought he was with the studio.
Right. I didn't know he was. Exactly. I never met.
Is this little white boy out here smoking a black and brown? What the fuck? are you looking for Marco?
That's funny as shit.
Do you want this one?
This shit's not bad at all. I mean, it's true. It doesn't taste exactly like an ocean water, but.
I think Starbucks might be up next.
Their can reminds me of Fruit Stripes gum. Coffee. The can reminds me of Fruit Stripes gum. You remember how those pieces of gum had like different stripes? That's what it looks like. Yikes, Stripes, Fruit Stripes gum.
This hoe is hella coconut though.
Fun Stripes, fun. Fruit.
Everyone yikes, makes stripes.
Fruit Stripes.
Bang shut up, seltzers. Fruit Stripes.
Bang fruit makes stripes. Up like the energy drink
with the fucking zebra.
Yikes. Yeah,
confusing
fruit
as fuck,
stripe.
Right? Why would you make a hard seltzer that's not also an energy drink
if you're bang your energy drink? Because they make
bang energy drinks make a non-energized
you're
hard
a terrorist. I can see it in your eyes.
I didn't know that.
I can see it. You rage.
Yeah, I told you he's a fucking rager, man. You can
fucking
see it. Yeah.
He dances on a party bus.
And then he's like so calm, like in person, you would never know. He's like, look at him. He's just like...
It's bipolar. It's swear to God. Go look at my TikTok and look at some of the, because there's videos proof of like me acting like a fool.
I don't need to see it. I already know. But I will follow you on TikTok so that way you get your subscribers up.
I will follow you also.
I don't give a fuck, honestly. TikTok's not a real place. It's like Twitter. It doesn't exist.
Listen, it
no
can
one
be
there
though.
Actually
you
knows me. Not one person on TikTok
dude,
actually
you know,
knows me.
It's crazy, man. Social media is a weird place. It's a weird place that doesn't exist, but it really exists.
It's really weird because, like, I treat my TikTok, I just started randomly one day. Like, I tried to do, like, trends and whatever else that was TikTok. And I was like, nothing. No one watched it. I was like, this is fucking stupid. I post one video from the bus. Like, I just pulled my phone out and, like, caught a clip of this group on the bus. It blew up. Like, it just went viral. And I was like, Let's try that again. So now I'm confused. Is my TikTok actually like my work thing? Or is it just my personal thing?
It can be. It can be work.
It's both because like my work is my life. And so I'm just like, I'm not really trying to make TikTok videos. I'm not trying to go viral. But I'm posting like clips from me at work. And suddenly that creates its own thing. And people like show up and they're like, hey, you're that TikTok guy, right? I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm just, it's like my Instagram story.
You're actually promoting
Instagram
this.
People know me. Like people that follow me on Instagram, I know I've met them in this life and I know they have an opinion of me. TikTok, no. I don't give a fuck what they think.
It's the
same way as when I go on Broadway. Give a fuck what you think about me. I'm going to act how I act.
Did you do a party bus yesterday?
I did. Yeah.
You still got glitter on your
That's
hair.
From the floor here in Queens. I swear to God, that's from the floor. Look at it.
I don't know.
Savannah. Shout out Savannah. Thank you for this weekend.
Here we go. Here you go. Blame it on the fucking floor. Thanks, Savannah.
Thanks, Savannah. Appreciate it.
Fucking glitter bandit.
See, those are the stories I can share is when I get off the bus, when I'm technically clocked out. And what happens when I go meet up with these groups afterwards? It's fun.
It sounded like orgies.
His ass is a tiny terrorist, boy. I swear to God. I love you.
I do.
I love you.
Because literally, as soon as
there's no butt behind it. I love you. Like, you're out here. Fuck, you are a monster, and I know it. And I want to record you.
I just want to hang out with you, man.
I want to record. I don't want to hang out with you. I want to follow you around.
Do it. Secretly. I swear to God, if someone did what Kanye did. What was his name? The dude that did the Genius documentary.
He's over Creative Control.
It's something.
I know you're talking about. Damn.
Is that salad good?
Cheech. No.
No, it's not Cheech.
His fucking name.
I mean, we all have the internet.
The dude that, either way, the dude just dropped everything and decided, hey, I'm going to make a documentary of this guy because I think he's fucking wild. And yeah, it's Kanye West. And I'm like, dude, if you did that for me on the bus and like off the bus, like just followed me and was like, what the fuck? I guarantee you. But that would be something.
That was like a decade and a half worth of work.
It would be something.
I'm going to send you over a contract, and you don't have to read it.
Don't
It'll
read.
Be fair, I promise.
Don't read the contract.
But I'm going to.
I never do.
You're going to be secretly filmed.
Do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, fuck sure. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
You're going to
don't care.
You're going to be filmed.
It was Cootie.
Cootie. That's his name, yes.
Go make a little documentary.
If I had a Cootie in my life that just said, hey, I'm going to document all this shit. Oh,
that
buddy.
Shit was cool.
Yeah, it was well done. I mean, Creative Control was, they were doing some dope ass shit, man. Like, their website was tight. They were having a lot of really good content they were pushing out for a minute. Yeah, but shit, dude, I actually want to get on a party bus.
You should. Like, here's the thing. I'm two different people. There's Austin. And then there's Raider. Raider means you know me. You've met me. That's what my boys call me. Yo, Raider, you coming around? Hey, is Raider going to be there? That's me. Austin is when I get on the bus. I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? My name's Austin. I'm going to be your party host, your bartender, your DJ, your hype man for the next 2 hours. That's Austin. Off the bus.
Bro, you switched that shit so quick. Like, you turned that shit on and off really, really quickly.
You've got a third one, too. You got a third personality?
Probably. Yeah, that's the one that like is just like
the one that you
like,
yeah.
No one. Uh-huh. It's Uncle
the
Jack.
The family one. Yeah.
It's Uncle Jack. My first name is John. John Austin Raider is my full name. So my nephews and nieces and family, they call me Uncle Jack because John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. When my nephews were being born, my parents were like, should we be called Nana or Grandma or Meemaw? And I was like, wait, we get to pick our names? I never got to do that the first time around. So, yeah, they're going to call me Uncle Jack. That's cool. So that's what the family knows me as. The friends know me as Raider. The strangers, Austin.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
And so it is very like, but that's why I say get on the bus, because once you get on there, you're a different person. Like I was saying, these girls are different people when they're on the bus. They're not entitled. They're not rude to me. They're not high maintenance. Like, they're not.
Because they got to go to you to get the booze.
Because they know it is their private party.
Mm.
They've booked a private room, essentially, for themselves. And so they know there's one person that's going to be their attendant. And there's not that level of having to compete with anyone. So all that angerness goes, that bitterness goes. And they're able to have a good time. Roll with the punches. Nothing goes wrong. They're just having fun. I've had the music go out. I've had the lights go out. And they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They just want to. Sorry. They just want to be there.
So
and
do they
be seen?
Do they? So it's like with the party bus thing. Do they just party on the bus, or does the bus stop and let them off somewhere, and then they go party some more, then come back to the bus? How does that work?
For the listener's clarification, every company is different. Everyone is a privately owned company, and they get to do things however they choose to.
Okay.
The company I work for, I'll give you the speech. So how this works is we're going to go travel downtown as much as possible the whole time, drinking, dancing, partying on the bus. Halfway through, we'll take a 15-minute bathroom break. I usually use Old Smoky Moonshine Distillery. Love that place. Shout out Old Smoky. You guys are fucking awesome. And then after the bathroom break, we'll go over. Meow, meow, meow. Shout out Old Smoky. Meow.
Look, there you go.
Let's fucking go.
Cute. Perfect. So after the bathroom break, then we go to a spot across the river, and every company stops at this picture spot, and it's the little like riverfront by the Titan Stadium. Mm-hmm. Where that little like weird grinding, like what is this circle?
That circle
that's
shit?
Sticking out of the ground. Yeah. That is where every company does their picture stop. After the picture stop, we'll kill the rest of the time, and then we'll get back, and that will be our drop-off point. We'll drop them off where we picked them up. And shout out, our company, we just got our own place. I'm so excited for this, guys.
Hell yeah, man.
For ever since I've worked on it, we have had to pick the groups up and drop them off just kind of wherever we could find a spot. An empty parking lot in front of a bar that didn't have cars in front of it, or downtown somewhere. Like, it was chaos. Now, our company just started leasing a bunch of bays at this warehouse where we've always parked the buses at the end of the night. But the other people that were renting out the bays left, and so we took up their lease. And now we have a merch shop. We've got a place to drop them off for them to hang out before, after they get off the bus. There's picnic tables, and it's just set up to be like an actual bar business out of the way, our own thing. But we get to travel and be on the roads. But when we get out of all of that, we're out of the way. We're out of the
way. Hey, no bullshit.
That's the craziness, is when you just drop a group off on the sidewalk with like random cases, and they're like, what do we do with this? They start drinking them in front of the bars and all this shit, and then they start passing them out to homeless people. And I'm like, this is chaos.
That is chaos.
We need to organize this and have like our own location, like be our own bar that just says, hey, we've got buses that you get on and you go out and you come back, but you start and end at the same spot at this bar.
Hey, that's like what you said, man, about y'all having plastic containers for the people at that space. And sell that shit to the motherfuckers, man, you know. All right, you know, you come in and doing this package with us, yada, yada, yada. We have another package where we have containers for you that we can put them in. Like, fucking more money. You
book know? It ahead of time. Don't have them buy any of the alcohol in BYOB. Have us say, which package do you want? Do you want the package that has a case of beer, a case of White Claws, and two bottles of liquor of your choosing? And we package that in plastic containers before they get there.
And then, because like,
then it's just like a click option on the website. Like, how much do we think we're gonna drink? Two cases, three, whatever. And then they don't provide any of it. We do provide the alcohol. Now that does mean that ABC and everyone else has to come involved with this. And
but like, I think that's a different type of liquor license too, though. I don't think, because you won't be technically serving the booze at the business. Is that a catering license?
It's also all up to the city.
Yeah.
The city fucked us this year.
Did they? Well, they were trying. I know the city.
COVID was fine. COVID, we sailed. They got along with us. They told us we can't do this, we can't do that, and we were like, that's fine. We'll do this, but they still let us actually kind of do our jobs. Now they're starting to like really fuck us. With the whole covering the buses, and like, if there's open containers on the bus at all, even an empty can in my trash can, that's a $50 fine for each person that's on the bus.
So what the fuck are you supposed to do?
So how do they drink on the bus?
We close the buses. We enclose them. That's why the plexiglass is all over the place. So now we can have open containers. Then I get pulled over this past weekend, just this Friday. Cop pulled us over on 2nd Avenue, 10:30 at night. I'm in the middle of a group. And this cop says, hey, pull over. And I was, why? What's happening? We turn the music down, and he tells us he's checking for permits. And he says, in a few weeks here soon, you're not going to be allowed to have anything over 9% alcohol on the bus. And I said,
that's bullshit.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't believe anything unless I've gotten it from my boss. Like, yeah. If he's in contacts with, like, every person in the city as far as, like, party bus rules and all that goes.
Because he has to be.
He has to be. He will talk to the police chief if we're trying to get out there without anything, like, going on. He will be in contacts with him. So I'm like, what are you telling me that right now, this cop? And he's like, oh, yeah, coming up soon, you're not going to be allowed to have anything on the bus without 9% volume. Or something like that. I was like, so no liquor on the bus? So the bars that I'm driving in front of can have as much liquor, really. Broadway, they'll overserve. We know this.
I mean, I think
you can have as many shots of as whatever liquor you want, but if you're on a bus, you can't drink liquor.
And
that upsets me. I'm like, that's where I'm like, we need bartenders that know what they're doing and know how not to overserve someone and know how, because like it's when I get on the bus, I treat it like it's my bar. I'm in charge. It's like going to Red Door. That person, if you throw up in that bar, you're kicked out.
Yeah.
If you take your clothes off in that bar, you're kicked out. If you do anything that you can't do in a bar,
you kick the fuck out.
Kick the fuck off my bus. I'm sorry, but get out. And not a lot of these other companies are doing it that way. They're just throwing them in the back with a cooler and saying, go crazy. I'm like, they could be back there bumping the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, bumping the fuck. No one would say anything. Yeah, I'm like, you can't have that. You can't have people
doing rails in the back of the party bus.
You could.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I wouldn't condone it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the right thing. Shit, man.
Again, I'm a victim of myself. Like she was saying, like, I'll get fucked up on my own accord.
Yeah.
I'll do that to myself and overserve myself.
But there has to be somebody, if you're in a business, there has to be somebody crowd control. That says, cut it.
Yeah, crowd control. I mean, that's what that's what our industry is here for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can come to our bar, you can have a good time, you can spend your money. And,
for sure.
But at some point, I am allowed to stop letting you spend your money because you are out of fucking control.
And if you're doing your job right, you don't give a fuck about
your
money.
Yeah.
Because you're making
right.
other money.
Exactly.
Like, cool.
You're a danger to yourself. You're a danger to other people around you. Like,
As we travel, you're a danger to anyone
right.
that we pass on the streets. You could fuck their life, like throw something at them or something.
Or you get behind the wheel of a car and now you didn't ruin a whole, you know, like you didn't kill somebody or some shit like that, or kid yourself, you know?
You have your own parking. If we have our own place like we do now, we know who has a car there or not. We know if they're driving out or not. And if they're driving out of there, I always say, because again, I'm in contact with them every morning. They're like, hey, is there a place for us to park a car? I say, yes, we do have a parking spot available, but please be sure you have a designated driver.
Yeah.
Like, or there has to be one person in this group that's, like, babysitting the rest of the
has
world.
Has to.
That's just terrible. I would never be that person. I would never, like, I mean, at that point, I mean, get a fucking Uber.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, I would probably do.
Like, being the one fucking DD for a herd full of motherfucking, like, party animals. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A herd of woo girls?
Listen, that's why there's
always one girl.
Shout outs to our Lyfts and Uber drivers out there that actually have to get them in their car because,
bro,
no, I would.
Dude, getting them in the car. Like, them bitches is running around. Like,
is this you? Wait, is this you? Wait, Amber, wait. Let me look.
Amber's over here. Hey, don't go.
Hang on. Wait. What is the driver's
Amber. I've had that shit happen. Like, a motherfucker walk
is as shout outs to these guys.
The other two friends are over here, like, throwing up in the bushes.
Mackenzie is throwing up right now.
Oh my God, we gotta go. They're gonna leave. They're here. Come on. She's over here, like, giving her whole fucking life up, like, throwing up. There was a girl literally.
Jerome, stop, Jerome. I need you to stay. Please stay.
There was a girl throwing up outside of Rosemary the other night, and her friend was holding her hair while I was out, and like, while she was throwing up. I'm just sitting here smoking my cigarette, and I'm just sitting here shaking my head. I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
I've seen a group of people carry this one chick out of Rosemary. It's like her friends are carrying her lifeless body out the door. I was like, and this is before 9 o'clock p.m. I'm like,
y'all gotta fucking hydrate. Like, the more water you intake, the more you hydrate, the more you can intake. You gotta fucking balance that shit out. Like, learn how to be a responsible fucking drinker, especially if you drink it early in the fucking day. Eat properly, drink a lot of fucking water. They have motherfucking Pedialyte. Drink that shit. It'll make you feel like a motherfucking champ. There are fucking liquid IVs. There's so
Preach.
Much shit out here.
Preach.
Keep
Preach.
Yourselves hydrated. And especially if you're going to a fucking Preach. Dance bar, it's hot. It's sweaty. Y'all bitches getting in there motherfucking dancing your ass off. Ain't drinking nobody's fucking
Maybe
water.
One bar that Pound doesn't
fucking
have the
drinks.
Water cooler there. Ready for you. Just like,
drink me,
like,
please.
Like, trying to like take shots and shit. And then your ass out here fucking dancing. And then you wonder why you fall the fuck out.
I think that's the only way I was able to drink on the bus is because, like, every day I'm out in this 90 degree heat.
Yeah, you
chugging
have,
waters
yeah.
more
you
than I am
to.
A White Claw. I'll and, shotgun a White Claw before I get on the bus, but I'm chugging 2-3 waters.
Yeah, I mean, like, and we're about to approach that season where it's about to be hot as a motherfucker.
And God, I hope they let us take
hey,
these
bitch.
Walls and these roofs off this party bus.
Hey,
shit.
Bitches, you gotta hydrate.
Or you can just eat food.
It's not,
you gotta
it's
do both. You literally have to
yeah.
drink
oh,
water.
I never thought about
this
that.
Sunday.
What?
Yesterday,
no.
yesterday was 75 degrees on
that
the bus. And now, granted, I'll get in there. Like, when I signed up to work for them, they say, do you agree to work in extreme weather conditions? I'm like, yes. So I signed up for this. I know I can sweat my ass off. I can nearly black out from dehydration. And I signed the waiver. It's my fault if I do that. But these groups are getting on this bus now without knowing that it's hot as fuck. It's a greenhouse inside.
Y'all are
there.
Coming to fucking Tennessee in the fucking summer. It is hot as balls
yeah,
down here.
Tennessee's summers
this
are.
It's nasty. There's
something.
No wind chill.
So
it's not
so
like going to the beach. It's
like,
hot.
It's endangering their like the people that come because the people that come on the bus they've got 2 hours on my bus. The other 48 hours that they're here in town. Are with
you.
Yeah, yeah.
They're with y'all. So, like, we have to take care of these people and not let, like, put conditions on us that it's going to, like, fucking, because someone blacks out, goes to the hospital, weekend's over for them.
Yeah, we get
that happens how many times? But how many times? Because there's 200, there's 115, something like that in one day for our company. How many other companies are out there? Like, if you just close us up and just dehydrate these people, like, it's really hot.
And what's the
three yesterday, it has to be, and I was about to pass out.
It has to be enclosed, and I never thought about the reason why they weren't enclosed, is because it was fucking, it's gonna be hot as fuck. That's why, that's why I was open, you know?
I'm about to side hustle shit out of this shit this week.
Did you get some tequila?
I'm stocking up on motherfucking liquid IVs and Pedialyte, and I'm selling that shit outside of Rosemary at the end of the night. Here you go. So, got a little tent right over here with a strobe light.
So, like, I'm with you. I'm like, hydrate yourself. Drink water, drink Pedialyte, Gatorade, whatever you do. But One of the girls I work with actually was in our group chat like, hey, if I got a nurse to bring an IV to the spot,
no,
would anyone else be down for this? Because we might get a discount. I was like, that's extra. That's way too fucking extra. You're going to bring an IV therapist to your work?
Yeah.
Just when you could just drink water?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Eat properly?
For our staff party that we had at the Dive Motel, we are up.
Different.
It is different. It is different because, like, Drew was like, he's like, well, Clint, we were talking about, like, we should get liquid IVs, and then Clint was like, man,
that's like having a photo booth at the work party.
He's like, man, what if we actually get somebody to bring an IV up here for us? Mm-hmm. And then Drew was like, I'm gonna just look it up and humor myself and see if it's just expensive as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It is pretty fucking expensive.
Right. I fuck with that, like, before a staff work party, because afterwards, you know, everyone's afterwards going hard as fuck that night.
Yeah. Oh, we.
This girl was trying to do this every week just because she worries. So I'm like,
she's making a lot of money if she wants to do that. Just because she wants to get fucked up.
Well,
she's
we
making
do a, do that, yeah.
Yeah, you know? I mean, because, like, my thing was, like, I've had other staff parties at other places that I worked, and they're nothing like the staff parties that we have at where I work now.
Where are you at now?
I'm at Rosemary.
Oh, both of y'all? Yeah, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, both of us over there.
You have to come in there.
You got to come fuck with
I
us, man.
I do have to come in there. I stopped going to Five Points once I stopped working at Red Door. I didn't leave there on the greatest of terms, and so I kind of took a hiatus from Five Points in general.
It's different now, man. I mean, me personally.
And then COVID hit and, like, everything was different.
Dude, whatever. Three Crow needs to do something, because, like, Five Points is really nothing. Like, Three Crow was, like, kind of like the thing that helped.
It's not going to be dingy like it used to be, but Five Points will come back. 1016's got something going in there.
And nobody knows what the fuck it is. I mean, I even know.
Drifters just reopened.
Reese is the GM over there.
Reese is the GM?
I think
Hawkins? Reese Hawkins?
Yeah, I think he's the GM at Drifters.
Way to go, bud. I just didn't know. When I bar back to Red Door, I saw him in there all the fucking time. I'm like,
Drifters is barbecue, right?
Yeah,
it's a Drifters.
Best corn dog in town.
Yeah, it's Drifters, yeah. Their corn dog is pretty good, actually.
I love Drifters.
Are they over today? Cheers. Shout out to Reese.
I don't think that was.
Shout out to Reese.
At least last I checked, he was in a dope band called Lonely Owls.
With Matt Young, right? No, Matt's not in that band. That's different. Matt is in that band, right?
That's the first time I've coughed through that.
Right? Matt Young's in that band too, right? With Reese?
See, that I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. I think it is. I think Matt Young's in that band. Long beard Matt.
Possibly.
Dude.
That was fun working at Red Door.
Yeah, Red Door seems like a great. It seems like a great place to work.
It's a great job.
They're
hard work. I was barback, and that's
That's work. You're talking to people that they never barback before, which I don't understand.
I have barback.
Oh, you have? It was just him. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I had to barback my own bar. I told you that. Bar maintenance. I didn't have a barback. They wouldn't let me hire a barback.
One, two, three jobs all in one.
At fucking.
Oh, Clay's just the one that didn't barback.
Yeah. I lived fucking half barrel camps for 2 years.
I was barbacking at Red Door for the GM of Redneck Riviera, Kim
Tyler. Oh, okay.
Okay, he comes into Red Door, sits there.
Redneck Riviera used to be. What did it used to be?
I don't even remember. That whole corner, that block, the FedEx, that and the Cotton Eye Joe. Cotton Eye Joe was the only thing I remember from that block.
Because That's on Redneck Riviera. That's on Broadway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They opened, what, 2017 or 18?
On that corner. It used to be something else. It had a rooftop and some more shit,
They're
too.
They're between second and third. But I was working at Red Door four nights a week. I had three nights off.
Midtown or East? East?
East, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I needed a second job. So I go in. I find out this girl I used to work at Party Foul with is doing the hiring, Hannah Gardner. And I was like, hey, can I get a job as a bar back? Kim Tyler, the GM, sits at Red Door every day.
Yeah.
I see him every day. I'm bar backing every day. So I go in there and they say, yeah, you don't have enough Broadway experience to bar back. So all we're offering is a food runner.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I took it.
Oh.
Absolutely. I was broke as fuck. My car was getting repoed. I was in the gutter of life at this point. And I said, sure, job's a fucking job. Lo and behold, as a food runner, guess who does their load in and load out and their pickup drop off at Redneck Riviera? Honky Tonk Party Express. So every Friday, Saturday, and no, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm working at Redneck Riviera. And their buses, the staff is, one of these girls came down to the kitchen every week to get chips and cheese, like free chips and cheese because she knew how to hook her up. And I'm like, yeah, sure. We became best friends. She looks at me and she goes, you have to come work with me. You're not supposed to be here. Like, come work on the bus with me. I was like, yeah, where do I apply?
She's like, you just did.
And after that, like, done. Buy Redneck Riviera. I love that place. I still go in there every week. Buy Red Door East. I'm going to go work on the bus. Mm-hmm. And that was
allergies.
It.
They're allergies.
I literally went from being food runner to
South Beach allergies.
Shaking penis on buses.
Oh, there's something in there.
To doing literally what, to having the most freedom I've ever had in a job.
It's a good feel.
Like, there's no one on that bus that can tell me, you can't do this, you can't do that when I'm on the bus, because it's me. Mm. It's my bar. It's like having your own bar.
Your own business.
Now, granted, you really fuck up. You have to answer to someone else. But, like, as far as, like, can you say this? Can you do that? Can I stand here? Can I do this? I'm like, yeah. I don't give a fuck what you play. I don't care how you act.
Isn't it something crazy about this industry that once you've been in it for, like, as long as a lot of us have been in the industry, it's like you don't fill out applications anymore for shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking weird.
You're not wrong. It's
like,
yo.
You're not filling out applications. Like, I'm 33 years old, and I...
First of all, you have a resume at this point.
I've never made a resume.
I've never either. The last time I filled out the app, I just put the name of the business, name of the business. I didn't even put, like, how long I worked there or when I worked there. I
never
was just
made
like,
a resume.
I've worked here. Can I get hired? And the party bus there, they looked at me, they're like, well, shit. Because, like, half of their staff lives, like, 3 hours away, 2 hours away.
Wow.
A lot of our bartenders and all that live outside of town, and they come drive in just on the weekend for this. And I'm like, I actually, like, live down here. Like,
I'll be here.
Okay, if you need someone to cover a shift, because that used to be an act of God to get someone to cover a shift, because everyone lives 3 hours away. How are you going to get someone to last minute within an hour before the shift? Get someone to pick that up. Enter me.
See, man,
I'll pick up any and everything that you throw my way, especially because I was broke as fuck. I was trying to get out of food running, and I was like, give me every shift, every role. We call them roles. Give me every role you got, and I want that. And I just went full in, and I decided full time. This is my career. It's not bartending like anyone you've ever interviewed in here. No,
I mean, I can't
make a craft cocktail to save my fucking soul. I have respect for all of you for even being able to do that, and like, that's just incredible. You put a rind on that shit or a zest, I'm like, this is delicious. I'm a guest in that aspect of this industry, but when it comes to like entertaining a group that has a private reservation, I know how to make them have a good time and feel like they're rock stars.
Dude, I've noticed, like, just even when you, like, give the spiel of what you do at work, you literally cut that shit on and fucking off like it's a fucking switch. Like, and you can tell, like, man, that's your job. You fucking do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you, I don't know where you find the energy to even do that, because like I'd be like, yeah guys, welcome to the party bus.
I don't either. Other than
like,
that's what I said
earlier. And scene. Like,
hence why he shotguns a fucking seltzer. That makes fucking sense.
Yeah, like to
it's awkward.
Yeah,
to realize.
I mean, like, sometimes you gotta do shit to, like, kind of like, I mean, relax yourself and like, all right, like, it's like a little mental like hype up that you have to have, and then it's like, all right, cool.
Before you go on, there's also like certain songs I play before they get on. Like, I have to like stop and get everyone off the bus and just like on the loudspeakers. Put on, last year it was Jamie All Over by Mayday Parade. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you even know?
No, I don't know. No, right. No, I did.
I put this one song on and I just like vibe out and I'm like, yo, let's fucking go. Dancing left and right, bouncing around on the benches. And suddenly before they get on, I'm like, okay, danced out. Even if I hated that group before, I danced it out. It's fine. I don't even care that I did hate that group. I love this next people that are about to show up because I'm in a good mood now. And you have 30 minutes. You have 30 minutes to get the group off, to change your trash, to go to the bathroom, to eat food, to smoke. You've got 30 minutes. Take care of yourself in that 30 minutes, however you feel. Some weekends that comes out to, I got to get fucked up again. Fuck. Sometimes I just like, fuck, I'm not going to be hungover on this bus. I'm going to stay drunk. Fuck it.
All right. I believe in hanging on and not hanging over, man. I believe in that shit, man. If I'm fucking hungover, I'm like,
that's what I tell all my guests. I'm like, don't give your chances over up.
That's just fucked up, though.
I'm flipping off the bottle of Espolon right now because that just did that sentence to me. Don't give your body the chance to sober up.
It's fucked up, man. I mean, you know, being in this industry, man, it's a lot of.
Dick learned the hard way.
A few weeks ago.
Oh yeah, I learned the hard.
Hey Clay, shut the fuck up over there. Can you just pipe down for like 2 seconds? You're being really loud right now.
Get him! Get him!
Just like.
Get him!
This motherfucker said 7 words.
Bro, I told you, I'm still in fucking recovery mode.
What did you do yesterday? Because Saturday was crazy, but you had all of yesterday.
I had to work last night.
That all?
Okay.
Mm. And I drank.
Got him!
And you drank when you drank. Off.
No, I had to. I thought it was going to help pick me up. But
it does.
Like we're saying, got to hair the dog? Or,
I drank yesterday. I drank yesterday. We was jamming, too.
But see, now you're in that point where I used to do that. That like Monday, it's that day where it's like,
yeah, that's cool. I'm just gonna eat some food.
I gotta
sober
up. I gotta get my chance to self to recovery because Sunday's not a recovery day.
No,
or it can be.
I mean, but see,
it was for me yesterday. Was recovery. Yo, I just found out I live next door or two doors down from the guy that owns Crying Wolf, Daniel Ness.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
This is Crying Wolf's last month, man. Shout out to Crying Wolf. Can we take a shot to Crying Wolf? Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Can we take a shot? Because, man,
they should host one more Freak Me before they shut
no,
it down.
No, we got home. God, so, like I said, every me. Sunday, I get off work. I go sit at Party Foul with William, who just got off work himself. Okay? Yeah. So we went back to the crib, and we're like, what are we going to do with the rest of the night? Let our dogs out, okay? Do we want to go back out, or do we want to just kick it? We get back to our house because we live next door to each other. Again, William Mofield, I love that guy. Shout out. That's my brother. I met him at Demas's Lebanon.
You said most of your friend group comes from Lebanon.
That's my fucking boy.
Cheers to fucking Crying Wolf, man. Like that place is very dear to me. Well, Freak Me definitely to be in the party.
Freak Me.
That's how I met Katie. I met Katie.
You met Katie at Freak?
I met Katie at Freak Me.
When I used to go out.
No, because Clay was like, man.
You don't go out?
I rarely.
Do you go out? Do you don't go out at all? Like to party?
You
or
slurred
to,
all
like,
of that
like,
shit. You go out at all?
It's a rarity.
You don't
that
go out at all, or like you go out individually, like with like a select few people, or like.
It's a rarity that I actually like go out. I go home.
I felt that.
I'm a mom. Home.
I felt that. Oh,
I don't have my phone.
Yeah, I'm a mom, so I'm like, I'd rather be at home with my kid than to be out like being a menace all the time. Summertime's a little bit different. But because my mom has my son mostly in the summer, so there is a little bit like leeway. But for the most part, I like to be at home or a hermit. Like I recluse so much whenever I get around people. Like
I feel that.
Just because I'm around people so fucking much, and it gets exhausting. Like having people like scream your name or like know you, like this, or like want to touch you or be in your area so fucking much. So it's just like private time for me. It's
that's me.
Yeah, I'm just like
that's usually me when I see
I'm
her at
starting.
Work.
I'm
during the like weekdays.
I'm starting to. You know, I just got my own place.
Did you?
Yeah. So I'm living alone now. I'm well. And
is this your first time living alone?
It's my first time living alone, and it's
it's one of the best things you can do for yourself,
dude. I have been noticing that, like, oh my god, like, and it's weird because I'm still waiting on. I got like furniture and shit in the mail. And I'm like, but like, man, just staying in the house. I can understand why, like, Katie would like to stay at home, why Clay would like to stay at home. I'm like, shit, man, it's kind of cool. Like,
I got a fucking room.
You do.
You find a different person.
I never see Jazz.
When you actually get that chance to 1,000%, you know there's no risk of someone walking in and seeing you in this position.
At all.
You can be in any person, any way that you want.
I woke up in bed with two dogs today.
Fucking fantastic. Well, first of all, welcome to my life. Yeah.
two dogs.
That's every morning for me.
Two dogs.
Are they your dogs? Or?
No, they're not my dogs.
That brings a whole nother question up. Yeah. How did two dogs get in your house that aren't yours? You woke up. How was your weekend? Vic? How was your weekend?
Vic woke up. You know, me and
yeah.
Just saying, I woke up in bed with two dogs and a lovely, 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 lovely.
Just that.
I just woke up.
That
I just woke
up. Way.
But yeah, I shouldn't have said that out there like that.
Yep.
Cut that out, Devin.
No, leave that shit in, Devin.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. Okay, leave it in. Fuck it.
You didn't say any names.
Names. See, that's my thing. I don't want to say names, you know, because names.
That's my thing. I shouted out Savannah already. Come on now. Savannah with the glitter.
He could have picked up a couple dogs. I mean,
hey, maybe I like to steal dogs for a night. Maybe I like to steal dogs and bring them home.
That's what I was more concerned about. I was like, did you just grab two dogs off the street and bring them home and wake up with them?
Yeah, and then kicked them out.
Did she bring her dogs over to your place?
Yes, of course. Yeah. She bought the kennel and the two dogs, and she was like, you know.
See, that's okay.
You gonna get these dogs?
This is
tonight,
where I know I'm a party bus bartender. I know I'm a party bus guy because I'm like, no one stays over at my place. Let alone you ain't bringing your dogs.
I mean,
over.
She can. I mean, I've known her for fucking years.
I got out of that. I will not hook up with any woman that I know in town because I know I have to see her again. I'm done with that. I'm sorry.
I love him. I love him so much.
It's just awkward because I know, like, this is just.
I know my life.
I know I'm a terrible. I'm a terrible boyfriend. I'm a terrible. Like, I'm selfish. I am. I know this, and so I do not want to lead someone on or go out with a date with this girl that I know from town and be like,
"I appreciate you.
Maybe we can make something happen just so I can get in her pants." When I work on a party bus and I have five girls asking me, "What are you doing tonight? You coming out with us tonight?" I'm like, ah.
Girl, fuck I think it. I will.
Yeah, let's
girl,
just go with them.
I totally think I'm gonna hook up with them.
I am so gonna fuck the party bus host. I know I am.
And this is a story I wanted to tell. After this story happened, he asked me to be on this podcast. Like the night or two nights after this happened, Clay. Yeah, welcome to the conversation, Clay.
I know,
he
right?
asked me to be on this podcast.
It's okay. He's mostly silent.
And what
it's
happened, fine. I've been dying to tell this story, and I'm not going to say names, but this girl got on a group. So it's my last group of the night. There's four or five different groups on the bus. And one of them, this girl's, I didn't know this, but she said to her friends, I'm going to fuck him tonight. and I didn't know this. She came back to the bar and she's flirting with me, and I look at her and I say, "So you don't have a boyfriend, right?" She said, "No, I don't have a boyfriend." I said, "All right, cool. Hey, grab my number. Let's link up." And
you are her sneaky link. You are.
This story
I love
gets worse.
You.
This story gets worse because we link up. I go down to Broadway. We meet up with her, and she ditches the group. It's just the two of us. And
of course,
she tells me, "Just so you know, I am married." I said, "The fuck did you say?"
You asked her if she had a boyfriend.
I asked her if she had a boyfriend.
She didn't lie to you.
She said, "No, I don't have a boyfriend."
She's telling you the truth. She's telling you the truth.
Then she tells me she. Turns out it was some like poly shit. And like.
That's fucking awesome.
They're cool with that.
You're
and
also,
I was like,
you were also just a sneaky link.
Nothing wrong with that.
Did y'all FaceTime
me? Sneaky link.
See, that's what I don't know. Like, that's what I don't know is I'm like.
You
are you
to,
trying to cheat
you
on your man? Like,
you don't have to know.
With?
You don't have to know. Like, that's not your job to know, right?
Exactly.
Because
that's why I'm like,
your job is
I'm
to provide
single.
Dick.
I am single.
And you have
I'm
no,
not cheating
you have,
on anyone.
But right, but
doing
you also
nothing wrong.
And you
on
have no
my
right,
conscience.
But you have no interest also in like making these girls your girlfriend because you
nope.
literally decide you have been completely honest and open about your shit. So you, this ain't on you. That's, that,
you
that,
get me. You get me.
I miss being you.
Okay, well then you might like the rest of the story because it's not even done.
No, God.
We link up. She tells me she has a husband. She tells me that that's fine. We do threesomes and all this. From what I heard, it actually sounded really weird that like from what she said, she hooks up with her girlfriend. Her girlfriend says, "Hey, I want something else." Her husband comes in and then she goes to bed. And it's just her girlfriend and her husband. And I was like, it really sounds like you guys just don't know right now.
This sounds like you're married for tax purposes.
Yes. Yes. I was like, it sounds like you are in Nashville and just trying to like sleep around on him with like you're just trying to get some kind of different thing.
Also, you don't have to explain anything to me.
Yeah. You do what you want.
But that was
because it's none of my business. It's none of my business. Stop it. Weirdo.
We went back. That's the other thing too, is like when you go back to hook up with them, like there is no standard as to like, yo, you hook up with these girls on the
bus. I don't know why you putting a mic to your face like you're gonna say something.
Set way of how it's gonna happen. It could happen at my place, it could happen back at their B&B. Like first time it ever happened, first time I ever hooked up with a girl from the bus. We went back to their B&B and this was on Trinity Lane. Where the tall and skinnies are now.
Yeah.
They were brand new. This was the first year because I used to live off Gear Street off Trinity. Mm-hmm. And this was the first time I'd gone there and I'm working on the bus and I'm hooking up with this girl. And all of her friends are peering through this glass door watching the two of us hook up.
That's creepy as fuck.
It was weird. It was awkward. But at that point, I was
you
like.
You didn't stop.
But did you show out, though?
Fuck no. I didn't stop. No, I didn't also show up. Gotta, also, no, because
gotta,
I was like, this is fucking weird.
You got to show out.
What the fuck is this? Now I know there's no standard. That could happen. No. I could take her back to my place. I could go back to her place and her kick her friend out of the bed that's the bed for the weekend. Like, we went back and
I wish one of my motherfucking friends would. Bitch, fuck you and him. Y'all go somewhere the fuck else because I ain't going no motherfucking
that
way.
That actually happened. Yeah. Like, her friend apologized. She said, "I'm sorry, we're on our way out." And she said, "That's cool. You free? Are they coming back? Are the other girls coming back?" She said, "No, they're gone for the night." I said, "The fuck is this?" We just walked in on this one couple hooking up that neither of them knew each other. And I'm about to do the same thing, and I dap this dude up on his way out. I knew this guy. I was like, "You some dude that just lives here?" And I just gave him. I was like, "Tag me in, bro."
I'm trying to get like you, my boy.
All right. I've had similar. I got a couple stories like that. That's another day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, it's question and answer.
Well,
portion.
If you know how to do it, it doesn't matter where you work. You can make that.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, Terrace, it's the question and answer portion.
We are a fucking menace. You know that, right? You are a fucking menace, and I love it.
Some people just want to watch the
He's just.
Yes, yes. I am one of those people. Same. Also.
He's just living life.
So we're going to hit you with three questions. One for me, then it'll be Clay. Vic's the finale. What is your walk-in story? That's the basis of our show. The walk-in is very much our therapy room. It is our saving grace. It is where we go in when we're had sad. Or had. When we're had. When we're had. Yes.
Yeah, when we're had. When we're had.
When we're happy, mad, sad, you know, where we go to suck, fuck. What is your walk-in story? What has been a moment where you have had to go into the walk-in or something's happened in the walk-in?
It's nothing really that drastic. It
doesn't have to be.
It was just a... I'm bipolar. So, like, when I get in a separate room and all that and alone, yep, I'll turn into a different person. And I had one bartender really... Or server pissed me off. She was serving that night. And she pissed me the fuck off. And I just went into the cooler and screamed very vulgar words.
Oh, yeah.
Towards her. Mm-hmm. She ended up, like, breaking down in tears this night. And it's because of me. And I feel really bad about this.
Oh, you took her into the walk-in with you?
No.
Oh, she just
heard you. Just
no.
You just
they
hit,
heard me.
She just heard you.
They heard me screaming all this. And I walked out and was, like, embarrassed as fuck because everyone just heard me shout everything about this person.
But you were just doing that to be like, you were trying to be secluded away from it.
That's what the walk-in's for, in my opinion.
Right. Some of them are like to the point where you can't actually like hear, but some.
Oh, wait. No, hang on. Okay. So it doesn't have to actually be a walk-in, right?
I mean, no, it doesn't. But I'm just saying,
I went into a place I used to work at in front of the bartenders, walked right past the bartenders and fucked this woman in the bathroom and made the entire bar wait.
You're a fucking menace.
Cheers to that, man.
Now, granted, I walked out and got like fist bump after fist bump.
Of course you did, bro.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. I felt so bad. Wow. I was like, they know me here.
You didn't
they
feel bad.
They know me here, and I'm about to get kicked out. And I was like, nah, can you just wait, bro? I'm about, like, just give me a few minutes. Hang on.
I'm almost finished.
Well,
listen, what I was going to say also about the other walk-in story.
Savage.
What did that bitch do?
Savage.
What that bitch do?
Well, that shit happens though. Like,
pissed him off.
No, that's weird. I wasn't talking about you fucking the chick in the bathroom.
Oh, what did she do?
The girl from the walk-in. Like, when you yelling the walk-in. What did she do?
I don't even remember.
Eye contact in the mirror is fucking lit. Actually fucking lit. Yes,
but some walk-ins are soundproofing and some are not. Like that shit. Fucking like, I didn't realize the one at fucking Through Crow wasn't. Soundproof?
It's not?
No.
Oh, shit.
I guess nobody else screams in there.
That's
but me.
I was not the best guy back in 2018, 17. When I was working in Party Foul, I was kind of like going down.
That's right. You were a Party Foul
too. I feel like now I'm back up. But like when I was there, I was talking shit about people that shouldn't get talked shit about.
Mm.
I was butting heads with people that shouldn't be butted heads with. Like I should not have gotten upset or offended by anything Donnie ever said.
Yeah, because Donnie's
he's a dope guy.
He's a dope dude. You know what I'm saying?
And the girl I got upset with, she didn't really do anything wrong. It was just me being a dick and meanly. Yeah.
You know, man, sometimes we all go through those phases where we're just fucking
assholes.
That's
why
man.
I say, like, I'm not a team player. I know this about myself. I know my role in this life. You put me in a staff where it's like everyone depends on everyone. We're fucking family. I'm like.
Fuck that.
No, we're not. I just am an asshole in that
it's
situation.
It's like, motherfucker, you ain't calling me Uncle Jack, bitch.
Right. You not my family. You don't know me like that. There's three different me's that you know.
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking of Raider, but you treat me like Uncle Jack, but really, I treat you like Austin.
That's real shit. That's real shit, nigga. Yeah. That is a very eloquent way to say that shit, though. You know?
I'm kind of surprised I didn't slur that.
You didn't. You spit that motherfucker out smooth as fuck.
Because he knows himself.
But also knowing how people is, man. Like, fucking, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Like, man, you treat me like Raider.
Yeah.
No, what did you say? Like, you treat me like Raider, but
see,
acting like
thing.
We're...
The groups that I meet up with afterwards, they treat me like they know me. They treat me like Raider.
Raider.
There are some groups that just treat me like Austin, okay? And I don't ever want to talk to those groups again. I'm just like, cool, hey, thanks for doing your job, bud. What do you mean I have to actually tip you for this? I'm like, because they think they pay
whatever for the bus, they don't even know that they have to tip their bartender.
Oh, you know, I never thought of it asking that. Like,
it's $2.13 an hour.
Oh, still.
It's W-2. It's W-4. It's the same.
That's restaurants too, bro.
No, but I'm talking about like on party buses. I think you would. I would have thought the hourly would have went up because, you know. I would have thought, but I guess you're getting a lump sum because you're doing multiple groups in a day, and if they know that they're supposed to tip on top of it.
When I first started on working on the bus, the first year, I averaged like 100 a tour.
Oh, so that's five a day?
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's an easy double to make 500.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten a little bit more, but like still like it's worth it. To take the $2.13 an hour or whatever to just make tips off that.
People that say they want like the hourly rate for like service industry people, I'm like, dude, leave us alone, man. Just leave.
Nah. Look, leave. I'm way too good at my job to ever let that depend on hourly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go way fucking hard, as you probably assume. Like, I will drop it and I will do whatever needs to happen. Just to make that tip happen.
Let me keep my $2.13, man, because if you raise our hourly rate, you're gonna see a decrease in the tips where you actually end up probably making closer to that just hourly rate.
Right.
And what's the hourly rate for a bartender, man? I mean, because honestly, $30 an hour is less than what we make, which is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So it's like shit, man. So and now you got to ask a company to like, all right, man, you know, Friday, Saturday, I think I kind of need you to pay me like $55, $60 an hour.
An hour, yeah.
And that's hard to say on some like hourly rate shit.
Cause absolutely.
They'd be like, man, go fuck yourself.
Bus drivers have CDLs. So legally, they have to make X amount an hour. Mm-hmm. They're making 20 to 25 an hour. What? And I'm like, you want me to...
I know what I have to make an hour because of my sitter.
More than that?
Yeah.
I know what I have to make per hour because of what I pay for a babysitter. Mm-hmm. I pay $18 an hour for a babysitter.
That's a good price for a babysitter.
That's for Friday and a Saturday night. So I had to up my ante in order to get a good babysitter because this is somebody I'm entrusting my fucking child's life with. And this is like an overnight situation pretty much because I go into work 6-7. I don't come home from work until about 5 in the morning. So me paying her $18 an hour, I know I got to make X amount of dollars in order to even like come out on top.
Like, you're not making money if you're not making 20 bucks an hour.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're making 20 bucks an hour, you are not making money because it's already gone.
So in my mind, I have to triple what I'm making or what I'm paying my sitter in order just to be able to like still live my lifestyle the way that I live. Yeah.
And pay bills. Yeah. You know, like that's...
But, pay bills, live the lifestyle that I like. Like, I'm not going to like go without. My son's not going to go without. But I'm just like, y'all motherfuckers don't even understand like...
Yeah.
Work is
nigga.
But like on the bus, like if I have one group give me $200, they're there for 2 hours.
That's $100 an hour.
That's $100 an hour. Actually, even if I get stiffed on another one, I'm still at least making like $50 an hour, and I'm like, I cannot be mad at that.
That's $102.13 an hour.
I also
it's $200 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 200 an hour.
The way I get paid, it's
$202.13. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
You know what's fucked up? You gotta like Venmo.
Claim tips through email. I have to email someone and tell them what I claimed each week. There's no like clock out or.
Oh, so you just don't sell them zero?
Well, I tell them something.
I mean, he's gonna have to pay.
I tell him something.
Have to pay
it's not Texas, like nothing, but like. You hear?
You didn't finish your statement. I was waiting for you to get done. Are you done?
Yeah. I'm done. You got any question? Are we doing the three questions?
I do have a question. Sorry, the tequila just kicked in. Oh, I did it.
Yeah, finally. Fuck.
Welcome
to the podcast.
Nice. Hey, it's over now.
Welcome to the fucking
damn near. It's on the way in. It's on the way out.
Shit. Yeah, I do have a question. 86 portion of. Do you even listen to our shit?
I've listened to a few.
Okay, cool. 86. This is where you tell us something that you would like to see less of or get rid of in the industry. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be. Well, it has to be industry related, but it can be anything.
Something I want to 86 from the bus situation.
Cool, that works.
Routes.
Routes. What the fuck are you gonna do? Just sit on the bus and just drink?
Nah.
Certain routes.
Certain routes.
Okay, certain routes.
Certain routes for these buses. Like, I don't want to see my bus. I had it happen this weekend. My driver turned down the street that he shouldn't have ever turned down.
Like, what street was it?
Fourth. He turned down
Fifth.
On the other side of Korean Vets.
Fifth.
And he tried to turn on Peabody right next to the Margaritaville and like to go down to Old Smoky. I was like, you can't turn a fucking bus there. We can't stop like where we stop, like routes, like where we take our bathroom breaks. There should be a designated spot for party buses. Every company, not just us, but every company needs to have, this is your designated party spot. Just get out of the way.
Because, like, even when I've seen y'all
parked
in front of
us. We can't
have
you guys doing bathroom breaks at Tin Roof, at Party Foul, at this mural, at this, that, and the other. It's like,
especially not the
Gulch.
Like,
for some of these
things. Bathroom breaks at Tin Roof sound horrible, depending on what time of day it is.
You see, 2018 or 2019, when I started working on the bus, that was it. There were
Demumbrian?
Our company, we had 6 buses at that time.
Demumbrian or Tin Roof downtown?
Demumbrian. Yeah, Tin Roof, Demumbrian.
Yeah, that's the worst place to stop.
I mean,
was great back in the day.
They got multiple bathrooms though.
Now it's like, no, that shit is chaos. As many companies as try to do that, like, we could get away with it because there was no one else doing it back in 2019.
Yeah.
But now, no, everyone has got to have a certain like route that we got to, and especially because like if this one bus or this one tractor tries to cut this street just to beat traffic to get back to on time.
Don't bring
then you're fucking everyone else that's trying to get to work on time.
You should do that shit at Martin's.
Don't bring them niggas to Rosemary. Right.
Take them to Rosemary.
Do not. Never sent my groups to East Nashville.
Don't.
They always.
I saw a party bus over here the other day.
It doesn't matter if he sends them or not.
Motherfuckers end up over there.
They know. like Uber drivers and Lyft drivers literally like are the word of mouth for us. Like they. Bring people
place
over.
I want to keep them out of.
Man, they're there.
No.
It's fucked. It's fucked,
there.
Man.
Yeah,
it's fucked.
It's too late.
They're there.
It is fucked, man. Like I see chicks coming in with bridal parties and shit to Rosemary.
The pink cowboy hats.
Okay, Rosemary, I can understand because y'all are like the hypest bar.
I mean,
M5 Points.
We
like, are. Y'all the most lit bar in 5 Points. Mm. Every other bar is there is like, I'm going to go sit and chain, smoke, and listen to the same song I heard 5 nights in a row. It's like, pasteurized.
What's crazy is that
they
we
want Rosemary because that's a dope environment.
Rosemary is so weird. It's because, like,
it's a nightclub now, bro.
But it's still very weird. The fact that, like, shit, the people that work there is like, yeah, man, I want to go chain smoke and listen to the same song I heard 5 times in a row.
And yeah, it's the same people that are across the street.
We're the same people that's across the street. And then, like, people are coming in, oh, you guys, yeah, I'm dancing. Or why aren't you dancing? And I'm like, man, I'm not dancing right now because, like, it's Sunday, my nigga. You know, and I ain't gonna lie to you, we was jamming yesterday. Yo, yesterday was fucking jamming.
After we finally got out of our feelings, me and Vic were both like in our fucking like bag for some reason.
I was not
minute.
In my bag,
nigga. We was playing like hella like slow. We were playing Anita Baker.
Anita Baker's lit.
Yeah, Anita Baker is lit. But we like lit. But we got on a fucking like.
Yeah.
Tangent for a minute. It was just like, I was like, what are we? I was like, I'm struggling right now. This rum is no longer fun in my body. We got to turn up because I am dying.
This shit got fun for a second, man.
I was listening to Dumb Tolliver and Travis Scott and Kanye. And
also, Weekend. Hey, to actually answer your question, 86, he's plexiglass.
And
the roofs and the plexiglass.
I hate the fucking plexiglass, bro.
Get me back to open air,
bro. That plexiglass is horrible.
It seems like they're trying to corner.
I get the safetiness, but at the same time,
you should just build.
It's different when you have no ceiling.
But build the rails higher.
Didn't somebody like fall off like party bus and which made it have to be
this motherfucker. So there's a video that went viral of this dude like falling off into traffic and hitting his head on a car.
Yeah.
He was not a part of the, and that was a pedal tavern. He was not a part of the pedal tavern. He just walked up from the sidewalk and
popped
was like, on. Hey, can I be part of your group? Sat down on the chair. And the bartender was like, no, get off. You can't. You didn't pay for this. You're not here right now. And he stumbled off and hit traffic. That video of him hitting traffic
that
went
is
viral. And suddenly, no, these people aren't safe. They're that's not doing anything.
That's,
people
control,
like,
that's bullshit controlling the narrative,
Nashville,
man.
That was just Nashville sidewalk.
Yeah.
That was just Nashville sidewalk of this dude just walking up, crashing a party and be like, hey, yeah. I'm with you guys, right? It's like, no, get out.
Like, nigga, leave.
You don't even go here.
I feel like they're trying to regulate you. They're trying to regulate the buses like bars, but like, I mean, because of the enclosed area. But what's the difference between that and a rooftop bar?
But is it more safe? Is it more?
I mean,
because some of these bars,
you can fall off
buses,
the fucking roof.
Because some of these buses don't have a door guy.
It's his fault.
Like you, Saturday night.
But I guess roofs
I stood
don't
up
move.
On the benches and the cup holders of Dirk's, and the bartender, the door guy, immediately came over. And he was like, "Hey, bro, down." Down are you getting kicked out? I was like, I'm sorry. You have to have somebody that does that.
Yeah.
Because if you just put them in the back
crowd
of the bus
control.
Just,
so you need
crowd
security
control,
on your bus?
She, right. No, we need our, well, maybe. At some point, probably. Some of these buses probably need someone to do pat downs.
All right, man. So, like, I'm going to take the shot. I'm going to ask you this last question. My
are y'all hiring?
Vic.
This is my question.
Are y'all hiring?
You ain't even got no energy. Like
today, I don't.
Late as hell, dry as hell. Yeah. Goddamn 4 day old Thanksgiving dinner ass nigga.
You don't eat a dick. Ask your motherfucking question.
Mine. Can't even eat one right now.
Bye.
It wasn't here for me to eat.
Continue.
Got here late.
Continue.
Got here as a late dick.
Continue.
You got late dick.
Late dick is better than no dick. Continue.
Hey, is it? Sometimes you ain't even wet no more.
That's your bitch spot, though.
Oh, God. That means she wasn't ready in the first place.
What?
Not my fault.
Just saying.
She wasn't ready.
She didn't want to be here.
She doesn't even like
ready. That's why she got the late
you were,
time.
She didn't even like you.
If that's the case, you were literally that. You're that bottom nigga, just so you know.
You're the one that showed up.
She went through the Rolodex and she literally hit up number one.
Cool.
She hit up number four. Cool. She hit up number four like three times.
I ain't looking for clout.
She hit up.
I ain't looking for clout.
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Several clout.
Guys like me, Clay, okay? I get you. I fuck with you because like.
Who hurts you?
I fuck when I want
to. Are you all right? You want me to fight him?
I don't want to.
I got you.
Nobody hurt
you. What happened?
Want me to parallel park this dick in your mouth?
I don't know. You be saying more shit than he does sometimes. He goes too far.
Does. He's pushing it.
I'm a fucking button pusher. Mm-hmm. I'm a habitual button pusher. I just keep pushing shit.
Yeah, I can tell by the callus.
Exactly, man. My fingers
and the blisters.
Yeah. They blistered. They are blistered.
Answer your fucking question. Right.
Answer my question.
Pick what you got?
Pick one.
Answer your question.
Shit.
All right, man, it's really important.
Still hungry.
Really important question.
Appreciate the salad.
Yeah. A salad, nigga?
You want a piece of that?
No.
It's beans and cheese.
That's
pretty
cold as hell.
It's from across the street.
Okay, cool.
It's fucking fire.
I believe it.
It's still fire.
It's still fire.
Where'd you get the hot sauce from?
I bought it.
That's the hot sauce that you steal from places.
You be eating cold ass chicken tenders from motherfucking Sonic.
I don't understand how you
and then you want to talk about my fucking cold
I will.
Cheese burrito.
All right. So this is my. How long have you been in Nashville for?
Mm-mm.
You've been here since 2011, right?
September 2010.
2010. Okay, so you definitely have an answer to this question. What is your Waffle House meal?
It was Hermitage Cafe.
Oh, okay. Dig that. Rest in peace.
Yeah, it was the country, chicken fried steak or country fried steak.
You never went to Waffle House, though?
I mean, he lives downtown.
No.
Oh.
He lives downtown. So
I got off
never
work
in your
at
life?
Red Door at 4 a.m. and we go straight to Hermitage Cafe.
Never in your life anywhere have had Waffle House?
No, I've had Waffle House. I grew up in the South.
I know, but what is your Waffle House meal?
Waffle, two eggs, two bacon.
Eggs is plain as shit.
Peanut butter on the waffles, though.
Peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of regular. That's the only thing. Like two waffle, two eggs, two bacon. That does it for me. And extra hash browns, extra crunchy.
Come on. Come right. on.
That's it.
Come
on. Turn hash browns extra crunchy always every
see?
Diner I go to.
I told you.
Like, you got to flip them, you got to cut them, and just keep cooking them. I don't care how long.
Do you understand?
Takes.
Do you understand? That's fine. Do you understand this? How I like, so whenever I get mine, I get the cheese eggs plate.
She want that hash
browns.
So
I get the cheese eggs plate with the raisin toast. I get the hash browns and I tell them to fry them to hell.
Fry them to hell.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I want them to be like maybe a potato chip, like crispy as fuck. And then I load that shit with fucking hot sauce and ketchup. And whenever I put the almost break my damn wrist whenever I cut into the hash brown because it's that fucking crispy. I want to put some work in that.
Maybe
shit.
They should try deep frying the hash browns, like flash.
No,
fries.
You
don't. They don't have no fryers.
I know.
Because like I like my hash.
I don't trust Waffle House grease. That's enough. We're pushing.
What's yours, Big? What's yours?
What is my waffle? My
waffle House order.
My Waffle House order is a bacon Texas cheesesteak melt plate on raisin toast with a fried egg on it.
God damn, that shit was rehearsed.
No. I literally get
no,
that.
It's the same shit.
It's the same shit every fucking time.
Every time,
man. I like my hash browns. I like them crispy, but I like my hash browns in the ring.
Okay.
I like my hash browns in the ring, man. And I put salt, pepper, and fucking ketchup on my hash browns. Super plain with that.
Salt, pepper, ketchup. But solid. Like,
hot yeah. sauce.
Can't be mad at that.
Like,
yeah, hot sauce.
The fucking egg on the cheesesteak melt is fucking nuts. Though. And I like my eggs fried hard.
That's just good.
This is not Tapatio, honey. This is
El Yucateco.
This is authentic.
It's good.
That's just actually, and that's just hot.
Trust me, I'm a feel this.
That's just hot.
They overcharge you for that bottle, though.
No.
That's why everybody steals it. Everybody steals that bottle.
That's $2.59. I don't think that's overpriced for hot sauce. I paid more money for fucking, like,
I paid more money for the Old Bay hot sauce.
I just think it's overpriced because the sticker's orange.
We just steal it.
Nigga, they got a bigger bottle. It's $3.99. It's three times the size.
That's the one hot sauce that everybody steals, though.
This can fit in my bag.
Nobody else ever steals any other hot sauce except for the green El Yucateco, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only one.
That's just fire, though.
Like, my stepmom steals.
It ain't too hot.
Like, seriously,
right?
My stepmom's like, she's like, yeah, man. When I see that, I just put it in my purse. It's like,
why are you throwing it about like that?
Because I steal it too.
they got the red one too. It's like
the red, know.
But the red was
we
not good
those.
Though. The red
we
was
had
not good.
When we were using
no,
that.
You got to do the red and the green together because it's called Christmas. For real, dead ass. I worked in a fucking Mexican restaurant, and this is literally called Christmas. Whenever they That's mix they the red and the green sauce,
okay.
Yeah.
I gotta try that.
Where was this at?
Soap penis.
Okay.
Soap penises.
This has been another episode of Tales from the Walk-In. Oh,
this
John,
ain't even half of it. Honestly, we got three more hours of stories, but
John,
this has been fucking awesome, dude. Please.
John Austin Raider.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Jack.
Please.
Don't you dare call me Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack.
John.
I didn't know your first name was John.
Uncle Jack.
He didn't know that. No,
Uncle Jack. Uncle Jack. Please tell the world what
I just call him Raider,
man.
So my Instagram handle is you said tell them where to find me, right?
Yeah, tell them where to find.
My Instagram handle is Tracks by RDR, because once upon a time I tried to do music.
Who didn't?
Right. TikTok, that's probably the biggest thing. If you want to like find the bus stuff and like hit me up on there,
bus stuff.
It's
I thought you said butt stuff.
And I don't know how I fucking got this handle.
Bus stuff.
Because it's Nashville Party Boy. No misspellings.
You don't know how you
no
got the
underscores.
Handle?
No nothing like that. You no one had shit. This handle already, and I just some girl was like, "You should do it. You should change your TikTok name to that." And I was like,
"Do it right now."
Okay, pretty girl told me to do something, and suddenly I kept it. I was embarrassed as fuck, but Nashville Party Boy. That's
party
my
boy.
TikTok name, and that's
I know a party boy.
Aside Man. From that, you can find me at Redneck Riviera on the weekends. Probably anywhere bar crawling on Broadway. And
God damn, I want to film you.
Man,
I heard film.
I do
you.
A lot of it myself, but
film.
Like, yo.
Film.
I really appreciate it.
Please do. Yeah. Just even if it's just like one fucking weekend, just please come out and like document me going crazy. Because especially
you're not gonna know
if
I'm
I have
there.
A camera on me, that's why I go so hard on the bus. Is when I see
all
people
the
on the
got
sidewalks
their cameras out.
Pull out their phones out, oh, I know to act a fool.
I know to give them something for the gram, for the snap.
Because like, that's what they're there for.
That's what they're for there. That's what I'm there for. Like, man, I...
A man is just on the bus like thrusting.
Please, 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 take one weekend off. I'll even fucking pay you for it. Document my fucking there life on this shit.
Look at this shit here.
I'll do it.
Here.
Man, thank
it.
You. Thank I'm you so much.
You're,
thank
not, you're
you.
Not even better thank than me so at recording. Right I get thank shit so I get shit that you don't like.
My camera's better.
Of this
you.
Has been fun.
Katie.
I don't give
can
a fuck
there
about
be a part
camera?
Two?
Yeah, sure.
Can there
you
be
wanna
a part
go,
two? Like 6 months from now, like just be like, how was your summer?
Yes, we can definitely.
Here's what I got from this summer.
All right, Kate, tell them where they can find you
at
mama.
Y'all know where you can find me at this point. I'm just kidding. It's your girl, HBK, on the gram, Happy Nappy Froyo, HAPINAPIFROYO.
Oh, yeah, it's been a week since I changed my name.
It's Katie Sadiq on on Facebook. It's SADDDIQ.
We were drunk. I guess you can find me at my new.
I love how y'all just keep talking over my shit. That's yeah, fine. That's we, fine. We that's know. Fine. Y'all know where you can find me since he's rude as fuck. It's fine.
Yeah, I know what you wanted to say. You caught it. You niggas. Was about to say, yep.
Niggas?
He was like,
these rude ass niggas.
You can finally find me at Strongback Zaddy.
Strong.
Zaddy with a Z. Double D Y. Strong back, Zaddy.
Yeah. Back strong, boy. Look at that boy.
That boy ooh. Back strong. He back strong ahead. Look at it. Look at
message,
it.
Yeah.
Send him a message. That boy back strong.
Ooh.
Pick up a whole bunch of shit.
His phone's not dead.
You don't live with your back, man. You
he's
live with
body.
Your knees.
He live with his back.
He
live
body
with his back.
Rolling.
He live with his back.
Body rolling. They hate it.
That back rolling.
I had a great time this weekend.
You can see his back rolling dirty.
Oh God! All right,
man.
You don't call this episode body rolling.
No, man, we naming it after you.
I'm calling Sneaky Link,
Uncle Jack. Hey,
real
Uncle
call,
Jack.
Uncle Jack.
Uncle Jack has a real Sneaky Link. This is Vic, man. Hot sauce tuna sandwich, man. Y'all know. Thank y'all so much for listening, man. Y'all can find us at talesfromthewalkin@gmail.com. Y'all can find us at talesfromthewalkin on Instagram or TikTok. We haven't even put any videos on TikTok. I mean, you can go look for it. We have a TikTok, just nothing up there. It
surprise.
Would be, yes, that it would be the surprise. Matter of fact, go ahead and look at that and like not see anything. You know what I'm saying? That would be fucking awesome. but, man, thank y'all so much for listening, man. It's been a great one, man. Cheers.
Cheers.